It's 10:44 and you tuned in to Casey at Work. I'm Arnalda and we're still having a great time together on this Thursday until 12 o'clock. And as promised, here in front of me in the studio, I've got Isitu France, and he is from the Sidingu Arts and Recreation Center, to talk to us about the third annual Women's Sports Fiesta. But also on the line, we have a very important and remarkable woman celebrating Women's Month. And we really appreciate you, Marijke. Marijke,
no problem.
Marijke is the Spur Appalachia store manager. And Marijke, please just tell me I pronounced that correctly.
Yeah, it's Appalachia Spur.
Appalachia, you see. And you are situated in Wellington, right?
I am situated in Wellington, not very long. I've been here for about just over 2 years now.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Yes, but Wellington is where I'm staying now. So
that is
I'm making a future, yeah.
Making it your home and...
Yes.
Planting your roots here in our area.
Definitely.
Love it. And you are a proud sponsor of the third annual Women's Sports Fiesta. What an incredible, just privilege to have you on board. And thank you for helping to make this possible. So, Isitu, welcome as well. I've just been talking about you and haven't even given you time to say hi to our listeners.
Hi, Anelda. Hi to the listeners. Marijke, hi as well.
Great to have.
Hi, Sidhu.
And I take it the two of you have met in person.
Yeah, we've met. We've done numerous initiatives before. Yeah. For the
numerous times. Yes.
Yeah. They joined us as a sponsor for the Youth Day Sports Festival. And we had the pleasure of doing initiative for Mandela Day as well. We took some kids from the community that were participating in the youth festival. We took them there for Mandela Day just to enjoy themselves for a great meal, sponsored by the Appalachia Spur in Wellington.
Amazing.
So yeah, we've done some good initiatives together.
That's incredible, and it just shows you the strength of partnerships, because now we're a week away from the third annual Women's Fiesta. So what are you're doing? The preparations must be progressing, and you know, what can participators and also spectators expect from this women's sports event and the fiesta itself?
Yeah. Thank you, Anelda. It's our third annual women's sports fiesta. The whole organization itself, as a city, it started with this particular initiative back in 2019. It came off as a school assignment that I had in varsity.
Wow.
To do an event. And I thought, look, women are not engaged in sport, especially from the community that I come from. And we saw, especially with sports such as the rugby and basketball as well. And we decided to start this initiative. And actually, that's where sitting was born. And now we are in our third annual event. We're just creating a platform where we can educate women on women health issues. We can give them a platform to showcase their talent, to say, look, women can also play rugby. Women can also play soccer as good as their counterparts, which are the males. Women can take up basketball as a sport. They can take up volleyball as well. So that's the whole idea, just to create that platform to say, here's the platform, showcase the talents that you have. So on the day, we'll be doing coaching clinics, especially for the sports that are predominantly male-dominated. So just to teach them how the sport is, the feel of the sport. So we'll be starting with coaching clinics for rugby, for sports such as rugby, just to give them that feel of how it is to be in a rugby field. And then we'll be having social cohesion talks around women's health talk, cancer. So diabetes as well. We'll be doing live screenings for diabetes and blood pressure. Those are some of the activities that will be taking place on the day.
I really love that. And also where it all came from your project back in the day. And you're still so involved with your community.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah. And I remember when I was at school, and even now during holidays, playing rugby on the beach, or it's also a women's thing. I tried playing cricket in school. and it didn't go very well. The teacher asked me please not to play cricket anymore.
Why the discouragement?
But the rugby, I love rugby.
You loved rugby, so, yeah.
And it's incredible that you're creating a platform for women to discover that, you know, because I think girls and women have strengths they didn't even discover yet. And beyond the sport, what impact do you hope that the Fiesta will have on young people in the community?
Yeah, for us, it's not just about coming to just compete in terms of a tournament. We don't even want to go there to say this is a tournament where we compete against each other. It's just a platform for us to learn, to discover ourselves. And through those social cohesion talks, there's also stereotypes, you know, females are being judged. You want to become a man when you play rugby or you take up cricket. So we want to debunk also those myths as well. So through our social cohesion talks, we invite guest speakers to come. Let's have a conversation about it, you know, because I've been approaching schools to say, why don't you have rugby? Especially the schools in Degweni, Desmond Tutu, and Ikhlumela. Why don't you have it? And like the girls don't want to take it up because they are being stereotyped and being labeled and certain names. So we want to debunk also those things through our social cohesion talks. So that's why we create that platform. Before the game start, let's have a conversation about all these matters that affect us, you know, and find solutions and just encourage women to take up sport.
I really love that.
So those are some of the things that are happening on the day as well. And that's the life lessons that you are leaving. We're leaving behind for the young people to take up, to say, learn, you know. So
love it and enjoy it, discover it, and just have fun. Now, Marijke, to get back to you a bit, please introduce yourself. We know who you are now and your role being the manager there at Spur Appalachia, but please tell us what your role is at Spur and how a day look in your life and why you are supporting this event.
So in the Spur slang, you call it the operator. So I'm the person in charge of the store. I make all the decisions. I do all the orders. So I'm quite busy on a daily basis, running around all over the place. So I moved here from Kraaifontein because the owner bought the store and he asked me to run it for him. So, as for Isidingo, Isidu approached me originally and all he asked me for was just some vouchers he could give away as prizes when I originally met him. And, when he told me what it's all about, I actually got so emotional. I'm like, no, that's not enough. I need to give him more. So on the day that the event, I told them, listen, come and pick up 50 burgers and hand it out to the kids. The same with Youth Month. I told them, listen, bring me a lot of kids. I would like to sponsor them for the day. And we did a raffle and we handed out prizes. But the expressions on the kids' faces were priceless. That's what it's about to me. Mm. Because in Spur, our saying is kids are the future.
Wow.
Those kids are our future customers. And I wanted to make it a nice experience for them, to come and sit down in the store, have a burger, have a cool drink, and then a nice little surprise afterwards. And so that's what it's, for me, that's priceless.
Oh,
the expression on their faces. Because not everything is about money. It's about giving back as well. And I can see it the way the business is growing. So what we are putting into the community is definitely coming back to us.
I absolutely love that. I have goosebumps and tears and everything. Because, that's really the heart of the community and sharing the same heart. And I'm looking at Isidu sitting in front of me and I can just see the emotion on his face as well. And I think it's that sense of purpose and knowing you're making a difference and your efforts are not falling on dead ground. It's growing helping the community to all grow together. Now, Marijke, what message would you like to share with the young women athletes participating in this festival at the Women? And it's Women's Month, so just to celebrate.
It is Women's Month. Yeah. So I know at that age, kids are very impressionable. So my message would be, Do not try to fit into a mold that's created by others for you. Stay true to yourself. You'll decide what your dreams and your future, what becomes of it. That is my message.
I absolutely love that, Marijke. Thank you so much. And Isitu, where can people get more information about the event?
About the event, we are on Facebook. If you just search Isitu Arts and Recreation Center, Instagram, IARS.center, you'll find Isitu there. Also on our website, www.isitu.co.za. You will find all the information there. But I think mainly the social media platforms, they carry the information. There's a registration link. If there's teams out there that still would love to come and participate, we are open, the registration link until the 23rd.
Amazing.
So you still have time to register. And yeah, that's mainly where the information lies.
That's amazing. I've also posted an image of the interview on Facebook. So if you can share that link with me, I'll also add that to our post. And then if people want to register or get involved, then they can just follow the link as well from our Facebook page. Mm. So Isitu, Marijke, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
For what you're doing in our community. We really appreciate your efforts and your beautiful hearts. Thank you.
Thank
and have
you.
A beautiful, beautiful day.
Thank you, Anilda.
Thank you, Marijke.
Thank you, Anilda.
Have a good Thursday. Thank you. Bye. That was Isitu and Marijke. And what an incredible opportunity for our women and our girls just to celebrate Women's Month together on the sport field. So if you haven't registered yet, you know what to do. Visit the website and on Facebook, Isidingo Arts and Recreation Center, and we'll see you there.